The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, after being involved in a car crash, subsequently arrested for driving under the influence on Friday, Tiger Woods today announced that he will be stepping away for a period of time to seek treatment. Let's get the latest on this. Colm Buhig from Off the Ball is here. Hi, Colm.
Morning.
It's kind of sad, this, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. He's only 50. We were just chatting there in the ad break between ourselves that we're both surprised that he's only 50.
Yeah, it feels like he's older.
Yeah, he's been in the world's lives for a quarter of a century, plus 30 mm-hmm. years, really. 15-time major winner. The last time he played competitive golf was in the summer of 2024. He missed the cut at the Open. And then there was whispers about is he gearing up to play this year's Masters, which starts next week? And of course, all you have to do is rewind to relatively recently, 2019, when Tiger Woods won the Masters, kind of seemingly out of nowhere there in his early 40s.
Yeah, because he'd been written off, hadn't he, prior to that?
Because look, this what happened last week, it's not the first car incident he's had in the last number of years. I think he had one in, was it 2021, where he nearly lost his leg. It was that bad.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one, it's remarkable that he actually got out of the passenger seat relatively unscathed.
The last incident, he flipped the car as well, didn't he?
I think it's a common theme of flipping the car. So this happened last week. It was overtaking another vehicle.
Yeah.
And he flips over and he gets out of the passenger seat. And then you see this news this morning that he's seeking treatment and focusing on my health. Now, there's no specifics about what the treatment is actually about, but you're looking about what was found in his system and all that, and you're talking about kind of a substance issue about using it for the pain.
The opioids suffered, the in opioid. His pocket. Like
now, the pain is
stuff.
Legitimate from golf. The physical pain of it is like this guy has had a series of horrible injuries that would have ended most other players' career, especially one in his twilight in golf terms.
Mm-hmm.
And like you could argue, look, Tiger Woods has done it all. He far transcends sport. I mean, I remember we had a debate a couple of years ago, who's the most famous sports person in the world? Who's the most recognisable? And it was Michael Jordan and David Beckham, Cristiano Ronaldo. And then almost everyone agreed, well, obviously Tiger Woods, and then you kind of go from there.
Mm, you know, he's your starting point.
That's what this guy is. So it's amazing in a way that he's even still considering competing in the major tours rather than the senior tour.
You know what struck me, and we had a chat about this as well, because we both watched the Justin Timberlake arrest video, right? The likes of Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods, what are they doing driving themselves around the place?
Well, that's the thing, where we're in the realm of speculation, isn't it? And I'm like putting myself in the position of the Woods family, if for argument's sake they are listeners to the Clare Byrne Show and they don't want us to speculate on the reality of all this. But I also thought to myself, well, like, why are you driving? And also, why are you in such a rush to go anywhere? Why is Tiger Woods late for anything? And even if he was, people will wait for you. But I suppose that goes back to, this is all in the realms of pop psychology. Well, he wants to have an element of control of his own life and he wants to have a private part to him.
I get that, yeah.
And maybe he was just going down the shops, so to speak. Do you know what I mean? And
this does Tiger Woods go down the shops?
I don't know.
But I suppose all of this speaks to the fascination. Like, the man can't move and hasn't been able to move for years and years and years without us all talking about why he moved.
And he has these, I think he's in like, his public life has been in two stages. Overall, broadly, and there's probably subtitles in between that or subparagraphs. But the first one was this ruthless Tiger Woods. And actually, when he came through in the mid to late 1990s, he was really charismatic in terms of how he spoke. He's very honest. And he kind of lost a bit of that charisma, but it's almost like he manually turned it off to be
prior
corporate.
To the big scandal.
Yeah, prior. So this is up until 2009. He was this winning machine, Claire. Like, that's where he does most of his damages in the 15 majors he accumulates. So I think he kind of sacrificed a bit of the personality Tiger to transfer to the corporate Tiger. But that is what makes him world famous and mm-hmm. transcends sport beyond belief. And he was with, wasn't he, with Gillette, was one of his many sponsorships. It was this clean-shaven look. So he was paired with Roger Federer, one of the cleanest profiled athletes ever, and Thierry Henry too. Now, the Henry thing changed in the same year, 2009, from the Irish perspective because of the handball.
Yeah.
How he looked at
different.
Him. But that's different, of course. Tiger Woods shocked the world when those allegations came out, and then he apologizes to the world. And I'll never forget, he has that baby blue shirt on, which is oversized, reportedly to make him look a little more vulnerable and a little bit more sympathetic.
Yeah.
And
I remember talking
to the world.
Padraig Harrington on air at the time, and the assumption was that Padraig had was that Tiger was going back early to the hotel room to get his sleep because he was so focused on golf and winning. He was up to more, obviously, in the hotel room than Padraig knew at the time. It was just such a shock, wasn't it?
It was. And because I think it was the, I wouldn't say it wasn't squeaky clean image, but it was The perception, I think, of Tiger Woods in the 2000s was
close to squeaky clean. Like, it was.
But he just totally consumed by the ruthlessness of winning all the time,
yeah,
the detriment of personal relationships. Like, there's all the reports about him in the Ryder Cup teams. He wasn't a very good team player. This was all about Tiger.
Wouldn't be having the chats and a pint. Yeah.
But then I think what's happened to him in the 2010s as it progressed when he came back from the scandal was not that like humanization of Tiger Woods, that's probably too dramatic a statement. But I think we went back to the original version of him where you're seeing a little bit more of him. And he certainly didn't turn into an underdog. But when he won that Masters in 2019, the feeling I have looking back in that time now, as it's 7 years ago, people were generally speaking delighted for him.
Yes.
Really happy. But of course, there's a lot of people he hurt in the world along the way. And I'm sure they've never forgiven Tiger Woods for what he did.
Mm-hmm.
It's so complex beyond comprehension.
But I wonder what changed in him after 2009? You know, how was he different and how have we ended up here? Like, again, we're investing now in pop psychology.
Mm.
But clearly that scandal and him having to sit there in the oversized blue shirt and everything that followed on from that has had an impact on him. And look where he is today. This brings us back to the start. It's just sad, isn't
it? Yeah, I think the big thing that happened to him is actually down to the physical injuries repeatedly. Really, really tough ones with his Achilles and his back. And this is the ferocity at which he would strike the golf ball. It took its toll over time. So he was writing those checks, so to speak, in the 2000s, and then his body paid for them in the 2010s, big mm-hmm. time. But the caveat was that he also had this salacious personal life. So if you happened to not be invested in Tiger Woods' story up until 2009, you certainly were from that point on. So if anything, it's actually harder for him to walk anywhere now more than when he was in his peak of his career. Now, how many athletes do you say that about that were world class? You know, I imagine that it's that slightly bit easier for Michael Jordan to go about his business a little bit more than when he was peak Chicago Bulls era late 90s.
Yeah.
A little bit more. Roger Federer probably has slightly more privacy because he's a few years removed from his peak.
I think people would leave Roger Federer alone anyway. He just has that vibe, like, don't be talking to me.
Well, it's a family man and they have kids and they've been together for eons and there's nothing to see here kind of thing. But with Tiger, there's so much to see. And where do you start with him? And it's getting to the realms now where you're not even really leading with his golf. And you're talking about Tiger Woods, one of the greatest golfers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
For many people, the greatest. Imagine being the greatest at what you do in any field. And it's not necessarily the lead topic of discussion.
So he then has said now he's going to take time out,
yeah,
go and get treatment. The question is, will we see him again, you know, at that level that he was at?
I mean, if I'm a betting man, I'm saying no.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you have to put the age into it. Imagine it was just the age thing and the number of injuries and there were no car crashes.
Mm-hmm.
You'd still say, Jesus, like how often is he going to be able to play here? It's been a year and a half. He played a few exhibition things here and there. But people are so desperate for him to play, like, so there's this calling that, oh, maybe he could play the Masters somehow. I don't think we'll see him again, Claire, but who knows? Like, Tiger Woods surprises everyone. No one saw what was going to happen in 2019 when he won the Masters at the age of, what, 43? Nobody saw that.
Yeah, and he just really wants to play, doesn't he? Really wants to be back there on top.
Isn't it?
It's his life.
This goes back to the childhood thing. It was his father. It was a bit like, you know, the Andre Agassi story.
Yes.
You know that?
The best sports book ever written.
I haven't read
it. Oh, it's incredible.
Isn't it ridiculous I've read? And everyone says you have to read that book. But I know what, I know the book. I know the story of it. And he kind of had a problem with tennis, you know, Andre Agassi, because he seemed to be forced to. Yeah, he hated it. And he was resentful towards the professionalism that he had to attain to make it to be the best.
Comes home from school and his father's bought one of those machines that feeds the balls to you.
Yeah,
and he
yeah.
just wanted to cry. This was his routine.
What's the cost-benefit analysis there?
Mm-hmm. So what are you saying to me about Tiger Woods and his childhood?
That seemed to work in his favour in that he won 15 majors. So I'm sure he liked winning.
But there's nothing else in his life?
I'm so adamant to say this pop psychology. Just what I think happened.
Yeah.
Is that
that's okay.
The detriment
of everything else.
Was everything. Everything else. That you and I and everyone or most people listening to this morning will have gone through stages of their life of evolution and adolescence and making mistakes. He didn't have a chance to do any of that. Now, he distracted everyone by being so generational at golf, but he probably didn't develop other sides of his personality. And he had this overbearing father who made him, but probably also broke him in later life. And maybe he's paying for that now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lonely place to be because you're not playing golf either at the same time. But look, at the same time, you know, he's reportedly, I think, in a fairly loving relationship. I'm led to believe he has a decent relationship with his children. So maybe, look, maybe it's not all bad for Tiger Woods. And maybe he literally has a problem with certain painkillers.
You're in the wrong job. You need to be a psychologist. You need a career change, and you need to read the Andre Agassi book.
It's just pub talk.
It is pub talk, but we're allowed to do that too. It's not like Tiger lives in rural Ireland and can't get a taxi home, says a listener. He can afford to have a helicopter taken. That was the first thing I thought when I heard this has happened. Can he not afford a driver? Another listener, though, says, is this just part of Wood's legal defence strategy in the hope that he gets away with probation or something? I don't know. I think we're gone beyond that with Tiger.
I don't know. And look, and he seems to be let off the hook by American society a fair bit. Like, look at all, like, this has happened, I wouldn't say repeatedly, but there is a trend here when it comes to Tiger Woods.
He's forgiven.
Car crashes. I think I think Donald Trump would help out Tiger Woods if he could.
He's mad about him, isn't he?
Yeah.
Donald Trump's mad about him. Colm, good to have you in. Thanks for the chats.
No problem.
Colm Boog there from Off
the... The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.